Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency.
Hello, hello, hello. I am truly, truly excited. I was going through the so-called app of mine that I've got, the Anchor app where the RSS feed goes out to. And, oh, wow. The coolest thing was I ended up, like, supposedly my podcast is traveling around the world. It's interstellar in its way. It's way too cool. It's saying that it's hit like 11 countries that it's mostly heard in. And United States is number one, of course. And then Australia, number two, which is freaking awesome. Good day, Mike. Number three, the Philippines. Man, I wish I knew how to say hello or whatever languages that everybody's speaking. And then, you know, Mexico, number four, which is awesome. Thank you. That's cool. And number five, India. Hello, my friends in India. That is way cool. Again, that you guys keep popping up on the top list here. I'm honored. I am truly honored that, you know, you guys are all around the world, and I've never met you, never heard from you, and here you are. You're, you know, somehow the app knows exactly where you're at, and that's all it tells me is where you're at in what country, and that's all I get. That's okay. Hey, that's cool. I'm happy that you're liking the show of this interstellar frequency, divine intervention stuff that I've put up, and you guys keep coming back. I mean, it's like, that's just too cool. Way too cool. And then on top of it, I see that they told me in this stuff that I'm my podcast is in the top 30% of the most shared globally. So freaking awesome. Thank you. And it was shared mostly through text messages. So anybody that heard this and they're like, hey, you got to check this out, man. And then they sent it to their friend and their friend sent it to another friend. And 58% was shared among everybody through text messages, through the links of you know, their friends. You know, hey, man, check this out. Way cool. Super, super, super duper awesome. I mean, I know it's almost stupid in a way, you know, that I'm saying this, but at the same time, it's like, hey, cool. Another one that I find really awesome is the fact that, you know, apparently I'm a top 10 podcast out of 19 fans. So thank you. That's cool. And then it goes from there and it says I'm a top 5 podcast out of 16 fans. Thank you. And then I'm a top number one podcast for the 6 dedicated fans that are just only ever listening to me. That's my stomach growling. I'm hungry. Sorry. That way cool. Thank you for, you know, listening. I guess, you know, I'm not that boring. I've a couple times I've, you know, jumped on I haven't done it in a long time. I was on Wisdom for a minute and people would sit there and go, Chris, I just want to hear you talk because it's so smoothing and so soothing. And I hate to say it, but you help me fall asleep at night. And it's like, wow, thank you. I had no idea that I had that calming voice. I'm honored. I appreciate it. You know, so I wanted to get on here and say, hey, thank you all for listening, and some of the newcomers that popped in, you know, back in the middle of the year had jumped in and started listening. I appreciate it. And then some that are possibly new to the channel, I don't know, to the show. You know, I'm going to do a shout out and say, hey, I ended up getting a message through one of the social medias and stuff like that, and I met someone that is an artist, beautiful artist, and I got a shout out to you, Deborah. I believe that's how you say your name. If I'm wrong, just shoot me now. I'm sorry, I'm butchering your name. But hey, way cool. I mean, you know, this is what it's about, man. You know, everybody, all great minds think alike, and everybody has kind of the same outlook on things. And yeah, it's been a rocky road. And that's a great ice cream, by the way. Anyhow, it's been a rocky road up and down. And 2022 is here, done, and over with, practically. I mean, it's only several days, and it's, like, gone. So, this little bit that I'm doing, I want to let you guys know what I'm planning on doing for New Year's. I am going to launch an episode on New Year's. I don't know if I have any devote fans out there in the East Coast side. If I do, that's freaking awesome. Hello, whoever you are. And what I'm planning on doing, I don't know if the computer algorithm or the technology that we have at our disposal, when things go live, I'll launch the episode live here, right? And then it will take anywhere from 30 minutes, like Spotify is instant, like not even 2 minutes later, Spotify is on it. It's live on Spotify, which is freaking awesome. But all the other, you know, what you call it, the other players like iHeartRadio and Apple Podcast and Google Podcast and all these other ones that I'm on, whatever they are, there's a lot of them. When I launch it, a lot of the other players won't upload the RSS feed right away. It's not, for some reason, it takes a while. So that's a bummer. That really sucks. I was hoping that when I launch the RSS feed, especially for those of you that are on the East Coast or something, and the other ones around the world, I was hoping that I could turn around and launch the episode right at midnight, or at least that whenever I'm done, you know, doing the conversation bit, have it, you know, count down the clock to New Year's. But then again, on the other hand, this is, you know, the Interstellar Frequency Show. So therefore, it is whatever time of dimension that you're in that you're listening to this. You know, it could be any time. So who knows? It kind of sucks that I can't do it right on the dot at midnight. I'm going to try. And I imagine probably the only one that will be the most accurate for it will be Spotify. That's the only one that I kind of have a little bit of understanding of when that will exactly launch. So in that regards, my plan is to turn around and launch it to where the episode will go into the new year on the East Coast, and you'll hear the episode playing throughout the midnight on the East Coast if you're absolutely listening, for those of you that hear it. Whoever the devote listeners are that listen every time that it pops out on the dot, which I thank you so much. That's too cool. Man, it's intriguing. And yet it seems like the show has come so far, and yet it grows in the audience side, and it keeps growing in the audience side. And thank you. I mean, that's way cool. I don't know what to say. I'm flabbergasted by that. And I keep it in the back of my mind that really nobody's listening, because I don't ever really see anything. You know, people could comment or something like that. And I get it. You know, people will sit there and be like, oh no, I don't want to comment something, and then it pop out on the show or something. You know, I get it. I understand. I confidentiality is I understand 100%, you know. And so just a reminder to you guys and stuff like that. If you do want to leave a message, you're more than welcome to do so. Phone number to leave a message is 760-440-8131. Again, 760-440-8131. So you can leave me a message there. And I can listen to it later. And if you do not want it to go out on the air, by all means, let me know. Let me know that you do not want it to go out on the air. And you want it just to be confidential, private, say that. Let me know. And any of you that write to me or anything like that, or email me or anything like that, what you could do, email Chris at interstellarfrequency.info. You can do it that way as well. You are more than welcome to, you know, contact me, tell me your story. I've been trying and trying for this past year. It's like, hey, man, somebody give me their divine intervention situation that happened, something that happened to them. You know, I'd love to, you know, share that experience, you know, you sharing your experience of divine intervention that you've had happen in your life. And you're like, yeah, no, this was something that was beyond my control, and yet somehow the universe had control over it. If you're able to share that with us, you know, with the listeners here, there are listeners. So you're not the only one listening, even though that I end up making this episodes directly speaking to you, the listener, and giving you that 100% undivided attention when you're doing the same for me. I appreciate it. You're not the only one, apparently. It says it, that there are, you know, the episode is, the show is traveling around the world of the interstellar airwaves of frequencies, which is so cool and awesome. So my thoughts are, if you're able to turn around and you want to do a reach out and you want to give me your story, I would love to have a conversation with you. And if we're able to do a conversation through the internet, and I can do some type of conversation piece, that would be great. If it's just in an email, that's perfectly fine as well. Or just a voicemail, that's perfectly fine as well. However you want to do it. If you're just able to pop in and say, hi, you know, this is so-and-so from such-and-such location telling everybody hi, that would be too cool. If anybody able to ring in and leave a voicemail saying, oh, hi, this is Chris from, you know, California, just saying hi, you know, or you're all the way on the other side of the world and you're able to chime in and leave me a message, you know, and say, hey, this is so-and-so, I'm just say hello to you and everyone else. That would be just, I hate to say it, man, that would just tickle me pink on that one. I would just be too excited with the idea that people across the world, wherever you are, whoever you are, were to reach up and say, hey. And so that's why I'm telling you about this, because that would be just way neat. There's many ways to contact me. You've got the contact form on the website, and those of you that did subscribe per the email, I'm still trying to figure out how to automatically notify you. I'm not 100% how, you know, I'm not 100% sure how that email system works. It's kind of like a separate system, so I kind of have to do my own email stuff. So be patient with me. I know that you subscribe to the website email system, and I'm still fairly new at that, so I'm trying to work out the bugs and kinks on that one, and I gained so many more, so thank you for that, the people that joined in. I appreciate it. That's way cool. And, you know, it gives me that idea is like, okay, wait, we're onto something here. And a lot of you like what we're doing, or, you know, how the show's going. So awesome. Cause there's so much more content and there's so much more stuff to talk about. And it would be great to have somebody comment on something. You know, there's plenty of different episodes. I'm just shocked beyond belief of the fact that it told me that it said something along the lines on the platform that I was 76% created. I created 76% more content than the other individuals within the category of my religion / spirituality. They didn't have spirituality. They had it combined in one. I chose spirituality more than the religion, but hey, however, whatever, it works. And that's kind of shocking to me, you know, because obviously it's more of a spiritual side of things than a religious side of things. And hey, I welcome all. There's no, you know, no, it's not that way. However you want, whatever you want, if whatever you believe in, that's you, man. You do you, and I'll do me. And we'll just keep doing that because it works, it seems like. But yeah, it's very, very neat. So this was just a quick update for tonight. I've got pizza on the way, which is really cool, and we're gonna sit down and have family pizza night and probably a movie or something. And I just wanted to give you guys a head up. Wow, that's a heads up with a setup, I guess. You know, it's a head up. I want to give you a setup for a future episode that's going to come out on December 31st. I'm going to do this episode that is kind of like a recap, you know. I haven't figured out how or exactly what I'm going to do. But I think I have an idea, and those of you that may know the show may appreciate it. I haven't figured out exactly what I'm going to do yet. I have a general idea, and I don't want to ruin the surprise of the thought. It could be fun. I don't know yet. But we'll see. On the other hand, like I said, I'm going to do everything I can to get it to launch the episode right at midnight and see what we could do there. It's going to be very, very difficult to do across the world. That would be insane to try to do that. And I apologize that I'm not that, you know, much of a wizard when it comes to the computer yet. That's just, you know, when you launch it into internet space of frequencies, you have no idea how long it's going to take from point A to point B, traveling down the frequency line. You never know when it will land on the other side of the world. And that's okay. Hey, man, it might be the next day. If it is, great. If it isn't, I'm sorry. You know, I did what I could, and that's all that matters. It's at least some of you guys here in the United States here might be able to hear it right there at midnight or right before midnight. So, other than that, that's what this is. Just an update, bonus little episode of saying thank you guys very much for being here. I mean, this is way cool. And if you're able to share it with your friends, share it with your friends and stuff. One day, I am dreaming of a wish, kind of, that I could bring others on here and talk of divine intervention stories. You know, people that I've never met, you know, outside the normal circles within the location that I'm at. You know, like the friends and stuff and the family members. I mean, if I can get friends and family members on here, that would be like, I don't know, a cold day in hell when I get friends and family members on here. You know, hell will freeze over at that point when I get family members on here. If they do, great. If not, you know, whatever, it's no big deal. But it would so be so cool. I mean, that would be the thought, if I could do that and bring in every once in a while, not all the time, but every once in a while, give those divine intervention stories of others out there that had experienced something along the same lines, or not exactly the same thing, but just that divine intervention of life happening would just be way cool. But there you go. I appreciate you all. Thank you very much. And keep sharing, man. That is way cool. Direct them to the website, if anything. I try to tell everybody, here, it's on the website. And people look at the website and they're like, oh my God, there's so much. I can't figure it out. Well, I try to make it as simple as possible. And I know it seems overwhelming. Just so you know, everything on my website that you see on my website, I control. There is no ads. I was going to do that. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. I paid too much money for it, and I'm not going to put freaking ads. I'll put ads on the show, when you start. But other than that, I'm not doing that click ad crap. I hate it, and therefore, because I hate it, I'm not doing it to you guys. So just know, when you hear this, my website is safe and secure, and it's not at all something that is going to direct you to some other crazy location. All those links that you see are my links to my RSS feeds. All those different platforms, all that different stuff, any of that stuff you see is mine. It's not taking you to some other random location. So you don't have to worry and freak about that. I've tested all those links. Those are all my links, my stuff. And they take you to different platform locations through the internet, and same thing on your phone. It will take you to a new player, or whatever player that you have. So that way you can listen to the show. I tried to make it as easy as possible for everyone, so that way there was no confusion, confusion on it. And then come to find out, there's still confusion on it. People are like, I can't figure out how to play your episode. It's like, are you kidding me? You just push the link. Push the link and it'll take you where you, whatever system you use. That's why there's so many. iHeartRadio, Pandora, what else? Audible, Google, Apple, FM something, FM Caster or something, Overcaster, Deezer. Hell, I think I'm on Podbean even. The show's everywhere. If you're not sure where it's at, just go Google it on the internet. You'll find me. I promise you, you'll find me. I'm there. It's amazing to me how much it's everywhere. It's really integrated into everything. If you see that, galaxy, that's me. So, way cool. Share it with your friends, and I much appreciate it. That is great. And right now, I'm going to go have dinner with a family. So I look forward to this New Year's Eve little party that I'm going to do for you guys. It's going to be interesting. So, if you happen to not catch it on New Year's Eve, that's fine too. By the way, I just want to let you know that I'm going to go ahead and post in the description. I'll give you the locations where you're able to contact me, and also on the website, the location of contact where you can leave an email message. I'll give you the phone number so you can leave me a message there. Also on Spotify, or not Spotify, Spotify. I'll have question and answers there under Spotify for those of you that use Spotify and you want to reach out to the show or something and leave a description or something that's happened to you in a divine interventional way. That would be awesome. If not, feel free to leave a message, in the inbox, and let me know if we can air it. I'm hoping that if you guys get this before New Year's, it would be so cool if some of you out there actually call and leave a audio message about something that happened, and then I can reach back to you to see if we can get a quick recording or something that's happened to you in a divine intervention way, and we can, you know, share it, and that would be part of like the New Year's Eve special or something. That would be much appreciated. Other than that, I'll have everything else down in the description for you, and on the website you'll have some information there. I'll leave you the links typed out so you guys can copy and paste it to where you need to put it in the address bar and leave me a message of some sort. So, other than that, if you miss this one and later, Happy New Year's is what I could say to you. Until next time.
Interstellar frequency. End of transmission.
Stargazer.